This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Rookies, Lovey, John, I'm not breaking any news here. Lovey seems to like rookies a little more than Bill O'Brien used to like rookies. Call me crazy, but I can't imagine attributing some of the quotes Lovey had about this rookie class to O'Brien talking about any of the rookies that ever played for him. And Lovey talked glowingly about the, you know, obviously the two guys on defense, Stingley and Petrie, who were both running with the ones when we were out there at the padded practice. Are you concerned that Kenyon Green is running with the twos right now, or do you think that that by the time the regular season rolls around, he'll be running with the ones?
By the way, I've said on 6:10 quite a bit, I think they're going to beat the Colts, and I saw a line for 6.5.
Okay.
And I think they're going to win that game because they were humiliated two times last year. And Ryan's not going to play any better than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, man, his two best games against Texans. And are the Colts better with Ryan than Wentz? I don't think they will be against the Texans. Will the Texans be better? Yes. And they better have vengeance on their mind because they – were humiliated by Indianapolis. As far as the rookies, you know, Bill always treated them like keep them at arm's length. They haven't done anything to merit praise. Now, he grudgingly gave Watson praise in 17, and but he was careful. He doled it out, you know, like you do when you're just giving people scrap here, scrap there, and then you increase it a little bit. But they think, and I don't know why, I would be praising rookies like crazy because think about this, John. They're at their first training camp. They don't know how they're doing. Not just rookies. I'd be praising every player who deserved it, and I don't care if he's a seventh-round pick or an undrafted free agent. A boost by a coach, head coach, position coach, coordinator has got to work wonders for the confidence of untested players in particular.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, well, you know who's probably happiest that Lovey's a guy who praises rookies is Greg Grissom, the president of the team, who's in charge of the business side. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much to rally around with this team right now in terms of marketing and putting a, you know, trying to sell people on the product. The class of rookies is one of those things that you can point to season ticket holders. And when they're asking, why should I buy season tickets? Why should I go to games? That's one of the big reasons. Like, hey, look at all the hope that these young guys provide. If you got a head coach that's sitting here telling you how crappy they all are, they don't know anything. It kind of runs contrary to a team that, let's face it, is I'm not going to say they're battling uphill. The business side is still very healthy. It's just, they're not selling out the stadium like they used to. You can buy Texan season tickets. You couldn't do that a few years ago. So my guess is that the business side is very happy that they've got a head coach. I'm not saying that's why he's doing it, but just coincidentally, they're probably very happy they have a head coach that actually sells the players a little bit, you know, when he's talking about upsells them a little bit. You know what I mean?
You can market Mills, Stingley, not like you could in 18 when they had Watson and Watt and Hopkins and Clowney and Tyrann Mathieu, and they had a lot of stars they could market. And so now, you know, they're selling hope. You know, they're selling Nick Caserio, and they're going to say, oh, you get your tickets now, you'll be set for next season when we're going to be even better. Last year's when it was tough.
Yeah.
Greg Grissom, in his first year as the president in place of Jamie Roots, had to sell a team that was terrible. And I'll guarantee you, Greg's breathing a little easier now because he knows how positive everybody is about the team. And there's plenty of time to be negative if they, you know, where they're one of the worst teams in the league, which I don't think they will be.